I think it's fair to say, I think now that the gig is over and everybody seems to be pretty successful, it's we can admit the truth, which is that I'm really the only one of the three of us who knows anything about Lost.
Yeah. I mean, it was great. Austin definitely did the heavy lifting in terms of knowing the series and the bits and bobs. And so he said...
And I was happy to do it because I'm a big, big fan. Me and Dee and the kids are all big fans.
Well, and I would like to know who had more hours in it. Like, did you spend more hours writing it than I spent watching recaps of every scene?
Fair enough.
Hi, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever it is, wherever you are. Thanks for subscribing, streaming, or downloading and listening to us on your computer or MP3 player. I'm Austin Titchener, one-third of the Reduced Shakespeare Company, and you're listening to this week's Reduced Shakespeare Company podcast, number 165, We Reduced Lost. If you've been listening to the podcasts in order, or you've been reading our newsletters or following us on Twitter or on our website or on Facebook, you already know that we reduced the first 5 seasons of Lost down to 10 minutes for Sky One HD in the UK. Now, last Thursday night, January 28th, we filmed 2 performances of Lost Reduced, which will be released on the internet this week, maybe even by the time you hear this, and will probably be broadcast on Sky One as well. Right after the filming, giddy with triumph and against a backdrop of Michael Giacchino's beautiful Lost score, Reed Martin, Matt Rippey, stage manager Davey Naylor, and I reminisced about how it all came to be.
Just did both performances. We finally did. The Lost Reduced experience is in the can. We'll see the edited version of it sometime next week, but it seemed like it went awfully well, didn't it?
We did it. We did it. In fact, the first time we did it without major catastrophic derailment was for the first audience.
Yeah.
And then we did it a second time.
It was so nice of them to bring in an audience for our final dress tech.
Right.
An audience of British VIPs, none of whom I recognized.
Yeah.
Well, we had a feeling that the first audience of invited VIPs and media might be quieter, but they all loved it.
Yeah.
And we got a nice, clean run-through of it. Our director, Hoost, was very happy with it. So I think we all relaxed a little but stayed focused, and we were pretty sure that the second crowd of fans and contest winners was going to be livelier, and they were.
Right.
We had to hold for a lot of laughs, and then a lot of them stood at the end, and we only paid a couple of them to do that. So it was mostly genuine.
Well, excuse me. What were you saying, Matt Rippey? You were about to say about the crew from top to bottom.
Yeah,
what were you going to say?
I mean, this is what I think is the most interesting aspect of this particular gig, is that we've got such a diverse group of people together. I mean, starting with brothers and sisters dreaming up the idea,
right.
And for them this was very new. Mm-hmm. This isn't their usual kind of gig. Live performances shot in front of a studio audience, but without stopping, and that's not their gig. And of course, they brought on board such a fantastic team. Working backstage, props and causes, were Richard and Paula, who also said, no, they don't do this. They're not in theater. They're not used to backstage fast changes.
What do they usually do?
They usually just make really cool props and costumes for film shoots, TV shoots, fashion shoots, ads.
Ads, all right.
Yeah. So the live aspect for them was that crazy kind of freaked out look in their eye that you saw?
That energy backstage of, what are we doing? Why are we? Why did we sign up for this? And is there any way we can get out of it? And we were reunited with the lovely and talented Davey Naylor, our stage manager from the Criterion, who's been with us low these many years. Welcome back into the fold, Mr. Naylor.
It is true. I am lovely and talented, yes. Just a bit.
It is true.
It is, yes.
Davey, the last time he was with us on a film shoot was when we did the complete works of William Shakespeare Abridged in Vancouver, Canada.
My God, that was a long time ago. That was
back just after the Second World War.
Yes.
And you're still... You never left the warm, inviting bosom of the Criterion Theatre. You're still there doing what?
I'm still there doing the 39 steps. And, that was a 6-week filler, just like the Reduced Shakespeare Company. And it's been there for 3 years.
Right.
So hopefully it'll make the 9 years that the Reduced Shakespeare Company made. So, fingers crossed.
I think it's wonderful that the Criterion Theatre has become a home for reduced theatrical entertainments. The RSC was 3 actors. 39 steps is 4 actors, yeah?
Yes, 4 actors playing over 100 different parts.
what? Yawn. Yawn. Boring. Been there.
Well, of course, yes. Well, yes. It, but, yes, it's... We did... We
yes, you're cracking up and unable to say anything, or are you deciding how much you like your job and you don't want to say anything more?
It's a wonderful job. I love my job. It's. I'm just going to eat this bit of steak right now.
Right, fair enough.
I mean, no offense to your amazing show with four actors playing lots of characters, but I hope it closes soon so that you can come back and run away with the Reduce Shakespeare Company.
There you go, yeah.
I'd love to run away with the Reduce Shakespeare Company. Absolutely, yes. Where are you next?
Saratoga, California, the Bay Area.
I'd love to run away to Saratoga, California. That sounds such a lovely place.
It is. It is the most lovely place on the face of the earth. Am I right, Reed?
Yes, they call it the Great White Way.
And that's Broadway. That's New York City.
Oh, my bad.
But I think credit must go, certainly is due for Hoos. Hoos in the House.
Hoos in because, the House. Hoos in the Hoos.
Hoos in the Hoos. Another director brought on board by the Brothers and Sisters Gang.
He was actually the film director. He directed the broadcast, the filming.
He directed the broadcast, the filming. And he comes from, this is another part of that kind of, you know, eclectic array of folks from different fields of speciality. He's a live rock and roll gig dude. I mean, he also shoots videos, rock videos. That Arctic Monkeys video is awesome. And he shoots live gigs. So for him, having five cameras.
His career.
Certainly was.
This was a step up or step down? You lost me.
Absolutely the step up that he needed to have his career go from strength to strength. Yeah.
Well, it's so funny. When I joined the RSC, Jez always said, well, we're as much a rock and roll band as a comedy troupe. And so Hoos was a very good choice.
Yeah, no, that is a fantastic choice. I can't wait to see what he's doing. Reed, let's talk a little bit about how this whole thing came into being. Okay. We were contacted by Brothers and Sisters, the creative agency here in the UK that works for Sky, in probably October, November, sometime last year, 2009.
I think it was November. Brothers and Sisters, I mean, we've pieced the story together while we've been here. We got an email from Michael Callahan, who is our UK publisher of our scripts at Joseph Weinberger.
Right.
Josephweinberger.co.uk.
Do you want to plug that a bit more?
Yes. Okay. And go ahead, Davey. It's your bit. he said, I've been contacted by Brothers and Sisters. I'm just forwarding this on to you, but they're interested in doing something about loss, and if you're interested, contact them. So I emailed them back. I said, yeah, this sounds like fun. I think it was November, but I'm not 100% sure.
What was the web address again?
Josephweinberger.co.uk.
So we contacted him. We said, sure, we'd be interested, but we must get contacted, I don't know, half a dozen, 10 times a year from various people around the world saying, ooh, would you be interested in reducing this topic or the history of this company or whatever it is? And we used to get these invitations and go, oh, yes, okay, let's figure out how this is going to be. We'll do it. We'll spend days creating a very detailed budget, and we'll figure out exactly how much it's going to cost, and we'll spend a lot of time thinking about it, and then it never happens.
Right.
And then this time... Well,
so what you're saying, you get a lot of spam.
Right, we get a lot of spam. Yes. Would you like to reduce Viagra? Well, which seems like a contradiction, but there we are.
Yeah. Yeah, we get egg sausage and spam, right. Bacon sausage and ham, egg and spam.
But this time we went, oh, God, here's another thing that isn't going to happen. Right. Let's just pick a number and whatever, we'll be happy with it. We sent it back to them. And then we didn't hear, and didn't hear, and didn't hear. They finally emailed us on Christmas Eve, December 23rd.
December 23rd, and they said Sky TV, who shows Lost in the UK, has signed off on this, at least for you to write a script.
Yeah.
And if they like that, we'll go ahead. Happy holidays.
Yeah, happy holidays. Oh, yeah. It's December 23rd. We need a script by January 4th. Happy holidays.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, fortunately, I guess...
And we are talking December 23rd, 2009.
Yes, right. We didn't have 55 weeks. We had 2 weeks.
Okay.
And one of the weeks was a holiday. And I think it's fair to say, I think now that the gig is over and everybody seems pretty successful, it's we can admit the truth, which is that I'm really the only one of the three of us who knows anything about Lost.
Yeah. I mean, it was great. Austin definitely did the heavy lifting in terms of knowing the series and the bits and bobs. And so he said...
And I was happy to do it because I'm a big, big fan. Me and Dee and the kids are all big fans.
Well, and I would like to know who had more hours in it. Like, did you spend more hours writing it than I spent watching recaps clips of every season.
Fair enough. You might have me.
Well, and I think what was a nice combination is you knew all the ins and outs, and I was coming to it having seen a couple of episodes and saying, I don't understand this. And usually you could explain it, and sometimes you thought, no. And so when the jokes came, I mean, I'd see which you did the first draft, and then I did the second draft, and then you did the third, and I did the fourth.
Yeah.
And so just from a weird perspective, I could say, well, this doesn't make any sense, and here's a joke about it.
It was great because you kept me on the straight and narrow about what's the plot again? What's going on?
Yeah.
And I was going to say, it's clearly obvious who knows more about Lost because Austin has the best parts.
No, hang on. I disagree with that. I take issue because, I mean, it was the fortuitous aspect of this whole thing is that we have young and talented Matt Rippey, who looks like Matthew Fox, who looks like Jack Shepard. We have the boldly bald Reed Martin, who looks like John Locke. I don't look like effing anybody in this show. You know, so I had to play everybody.
The closest would be the Foxy Kate. You know, and you didn't even get to play the Fox.
I didn't get to play Kate, even though I look exactly like her, especially in my underwear.
If you let your hair grow out, I think you'd have a little bit of Hurley in there.
Yeah, what are you saying about my belly? What did you just say about my stomach?
No, the hair on your head.
It's too late. It's too late. The moment's gone. You've blown it.
I must say that when you YouTube the clip of this show, please, honestly, the best bit is Austin as Sawyer. He is so ripped. It is just, watch it.
That was no CGI like James Cameron and Avatar. That was
a wee bit of CGI.
No, it was all me. It was all me. Don't let's give away all the secrets. It was all me. You'll know when you see it.
Yeah, so banging out the script, and then we were, well, this ties into our last live performance in America. We were performing in Dallas, and we were going to fly to Dallas a day early.
Yeah, we've heard about this on the podcast.
Yeah, you know, and so we missed a rehearsal, and so we'd scheduled 3 days. Well, 10 minutes, 3 days.
How tough could that be?
Yeah, I think if we were to do it again, I think we'd schedule 5 or 6 days rehearsal.
Still for 10 minutes, yeah.
Oh, Pshaw, you guys, where's your sense of adventure? I like flying by the seat of my pants.
Well, and we did tonight, and my pants remained remarkably unbrown. I'm very, very excited.
The same cannot be said for mine.
Sad.
I had brown pants to start off with, just in case.
Hey, hello. I'm Adrian Scarborough from TV's Gavin and Stacey, and you're listening to the Reduced Shakespeare Company podcast. Lucky you.
Where can you see the RSC? For the next 2 weeks, we're back from London and performing in California. We're doing the complete works of William Shakespeare, abridged, revised, this week in Saratoga and Pasadena. And next week, we're up in Santa Rosa and Sonoma, California, performing completely Hollywood, abridged. Wow, probably should look at that script again. All the performances in Santa Rosa and Sonoma are benefits for various worthy causes. Go to reduceshakespeare.com for specific venue and ticket information. I also spoke, as you'll see, both enthusiastically and candidly, with Lucy Taylor and Danielle Satchel from Brothers and Sisters, the creative agency for Sky One HD, who hired us to reduce Lost. Like me, they too were giddy with post-performance buzz, and just before we were joined by Sophie Jones, the senior marketing manager for Sky, Danielle was explaining whose idea this all was in the first place.
It was Andy Fowler, who's our executive creative director and owner of the company, but it was us who phoned you guys.
Oh, well, yes.
He said, let's reduce it, and we were like, we know the people.
Well, that's fantastic. So it was really, it wasn't you two. I mean, you guys made it all happen, obviously. You did all the legwork.
People that make it happen are the important people, surely.
Surely. But it was this person, Andy Fowler. Have I even met this person whose idea it was?
He's in South Africa. On holiday, swanning around in South Africa.
Bloody, bloody dog.
I know. Well, we do all the hard grafting back in London.
But I think, don't you think he'll be very happy when he returns, will he not?
I think he'll be, am I allowed to swear?
Yes.
I think he'll be fucking happy.
Oh, over the flipping moon, yeah?
Yeah, that's it, yeah.
He was flipping happy that it was happening.
Oh, that's good.
He was here, he knew.
If you would have seen people standing up and giving you guys a standing ovation pretty much by the end.
Wow.
And I think he'll be happy.
And you guys, Brothers and Sisters, is the ad agency for Sky TV. I mean, among other, you have many, many, many clients.
We're a creative agency. And yes, Sky One
are one of our clients, so yeah.
And we're not an ad agency. We're an agency that puts brands in people's hands.
Well done.
It's true. It's true.
Well done to toe the party line so well.
Brands in hands. Check it out.
Brands in hands.
We put brands in people's hands. There we go.
I love the way you guys say that because it sounds kind of dirty.
It's not the way.
It actually is a little bit. Yeah. Oh, it is the way it's meant to sound.
Oh, well, very good. I will put my brands in your hands at any time. Right. So you do all this work for Sky.
Yep.
And so it was the idea. Their big final season is happening.
Yeah.
Well, how did you have to convince them? Did you have to twist Sky? Sky TV, I should explain for our American listeners, in the UK, Lost appears on Sky TV. It used to appear on the BBC, which on the terrestrial channel that everybody can get. Or I. TV.
Channel 4, even.
Oh, you're right. It was on Channel 4.
I think we ought to get that right, Danielle.
I beg your pardon.
Channel 4.
I beg your pardon. It was on Channel 4, a terrestrial station. Then it moved to Sky. In like
Sky 1 HD, in
fact. Yes, in season 2 or 3. And a lot of people, I think...
Season 4, actually.
People stopped following the show.
Correct.
Because now they had to pay for it.
Well, yeah. And I think there was another reason why people stopped watching. And
well, the show got a little confusing.
Probably down to the storylines being a little bit convoluted,
right.
Shall we say.
And in season 4, admittedly, they were treading water.
Yeah,
they did.
Not the best season.
No, it was not the best season. I mean, that's why we cut it in our reduction.
Very neatly, in fact.
Yes.
It's a rider strike. Confetti explosion.
Moving on. Moving right along.
Yeah.
But did you have to? Did you have to really pull arms, twist arms, and pull strings to get Sky to agree to this?
No. Do you know what? When we mentioned you guys and the fact that we had this idea, I think it was a sure selling, and our client actually said. She wished it wasn't such a fantastic idea. She actually hoped that when we called this meeting to say, we've got an idea, that it was shit. Because it was the day before Christmas Eve, and she was like, bugger, I love it. I need to sell this in.
Wow.
And here we are.
Hence the phone calls to you on Christmas Eve going, guys, we need a script by the 4th of January, please.
Right, Christmas Eve. Me and my family were literally driving north. Well, then we got this email, literally while I'm driving, and I went, let's pull over. Go get season 5. We got some work to do over the holiday. Hello, hello, hello.
Hello.
How are you?
Good, how are you?
And this is Sophie Jones, is that right?
Yeah.
This is Sophie Jones, the true head cheese of Sky One HD. Am I...
Oh, just Sky in general.
Just Sky in general. All of it.
Yeah.
Wow. So what the hell were you thinking when you agreed to this?
It was 2 days before Christmas.
We were just talking about that.
And I was looking for an easy afternoon, and these guys bought the idea to me, and I was hoping it was going to be a shit idea.
Wow.
Secretly, so that I wouldn't have to do it.
Right.
And I couldn't say no.
So clearly you had heard of us.
Yes.
Huh, that's a good sign. Somebody knows us somewhere.
And a lot more people after tonight.
Well, and did you have, were there other arms that needed to be twisted? Did you need to convince Disney? Did you need to convince Lost?
Yeah, we had to get approval from Disney, but I think as soon as everybody read the script, everybody knew we were onto an amazing thing. So
very good.
Pretty much convincing.
Oh, that's fantastic. Well, the audiences tonight,
they loved it. Standing ovation.
Standing ovulation from the Lost fans. It was really great. We were thrilled. I mean, it really was.
You obviously
and it was really,
love the show, right, anyway.
Yeah, we do. We do. We really do. So it was, in that way, it was such a labor of love.
You had to really love it. Damon and Carlton are going to love it when we send it to them.
I think they will, because there are so many gags that they're going... I mean, really, I think the only person who's not going to really like it, who's associated with Lost, is the actress who plays Shannon.
Oh, no.
Because there was that moment where just said her character is unimportant.
The next series might be a reduced thing. It could be like a reduced series of something.
Fingers crossed. From your mouth, the gods took us.
24 next.
24. Absolutely. We're there. Star Trek? Anything? Yeah. Whatever you got, we'll reduce. Thank you for letting us do this.
Thank you for doing it.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you. Fabulous having you here. High five.
That's it for this week's Reduce Shakespeare Company podcast. Send us your TV reductions via email to feedback@reduceshakespeare.com. You can interact with other fans at our website, reduceshakespeare.com, and our Reduce Shakespeare Company fan page at facebook.com. You can also find us on MySpace, become a subscriber to our YouTube channel, or become a Twit. Follow us on twitter.com/reduced. You can find easy links to all these social networks on our website, reducedshakespeare.com. If you already follow us on Twitter, please go to shortyawards.com and vote for us for a Shorty Award in the Cultural Institution category. We're currently the fifth runner-up behind such worthy entries as the Royal Shakespeare Company and the Phoenix Zoo. But come on, shouldn't a Shorty Award be won by a reduced Shakespeare company? If you participated in the nominating process, thank you very much for that. But now please take the time to vote. You only have to do it once. And if you didn't help us get us nominated, we could sure use your help to get us over the top now. Thanks, as always, to webmaster Matt Rippey, Taylee Matthew Croak, music by John Weber and Garage Band, and just briefly by Michael Giacchino. Our random fan shout-out this week goes to Monica Palladino. No reason, it's just random. Special thanks to Adrian Scarborough from Gavin and Stacey on the BBC and BBC America. And finally, thanks very much to you for listening. I'm Austin Titchener, 165 495ths of the Reduced Shakespeare Company.
This podcast is a production of the Reduced Shakespeare Company, reducing expectations since 1981. Go to reducedshakespeare.com for performance dates, actor bios, email newsletters, and so much less. So much less. So much less. So much less.